back to the hotline to welcome in Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. Adam, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. And what there is a cornucopia of topics to attack today, and I want to start with golf, a sport that certainly is tied in heavily with a number of different handicapping angles, but I want to look at this Sunday's Champions for Charity event, with Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning taking on Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Adam, what kinds of numbers stand out to you on the betting market for this?
Yeah, I think this is really interesting. You've got Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning, a minus 185 favorite here, so you bet 185 to win 100. Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, plus 160 on the other side. And you know, what's really important to keep in mind about this event is the format, because the front nine is going to be best ball. It's going to be four ball, which means that everybody is going to hit a shot. On the back nine, everyone hits a tee shot. Then they play a modified alternate shot. So that's where you see the strategy come into play of maybe you'd rather have Tiger or Phil hitting that iron from 180, 185, as opposed to Brady or Manning hitting that iron from 140, 135, something like that. So the real strategy for this thing comes on the back nine, because the front nine realistically looks like Tiger versus Phil, because you're taking the best shot and playing from there, and a lot of times that'll be the pro guy. On the back nine, though, that's where the quarterbacks could really come into play, and Manning thought to be a better golfer than Tom Brady. Peyton Manning's a 6 handicap, Tom Brady an 8 handicap, which is why Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning pretty big favorites here for this charity event.
Well, life's just not fair, isn't it? I mean, you know, Peyton Manning with a terrific career. The guy's a 6 handicap. I mean, it's just, it's incredible just how good and how skillful a lot of these guys are. Adam, of course, last weekend, you know, golf really kind of got things going again, and I thought it was an interesting event last weekend. How do you think the two will kind of compare? I think there's quite a bit of entertainment value in this one coming up. I think the broadcast will certainly be a little bit different. Charles Barkley will be a part of it as well. So I think there are going to be elements to this weekend's event that maybe necessarily weren't there last weekend.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty interesting. You also have Justin Thomas as an on-course reporter, so you know, you've got a guy right there on the course that obviously, you know, knows how to play. And then Justin Thomas is a guy with a pretty good personality, too. Obviously a world-class player and a very good ambassador for golf in the U.S. So that'll make it fun. Charles and you know, some of his side comments and maybe some people taking some shots at him, that should be a whole lot of fun. You know, I'm not really sure what to expect here. I mean, you know, last week we saw Dustin Johnson spray it all over the course. He looked like you and I out there. Obviously a very difficult course. You know, Matt Wolf, he was kind of erratic at times. Rory was dialed in as always. Ricky played pretty well. But you saw the rust. You know, you definitely saw the rust factor with those guys. With Tiger, you know, the back is always kind of a question. Phil's not a spring chicken anymore. He's getting a little bit older. Tiger and Ricky Fowler and Peyton Manning actually played Medalist Golf Club today. And in fact, the scorecard out there circulating on Twitter where Peyton Manning took a bunch of notes about, you know, where he should hit shots, where he should go, you know, in terms of club selection, stuff like that. So I think there will be an obvious rust factor here. But, you know, something that a buddy of mine mentioned to me earlier in the week is, I mean, Peyton Manning's been able to golf as much as he wants. Tom Brady has been making the transition from the New England Patriots to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, getting ready for the football season, all that kind of thing. So you got to think Tiger and Peyton do have the advantage here, but, you know, Phil, one of the most creative players in the game. So should be a lot of fun to watch. I just don't know if the caliber of play is going to be all that great.
Well, and you've got to think it's going to take at least a little bit of a dive in that regard to what we saw this past weekend. At least on the surface, it seems that way. Are there any interesting prop bets surrounding this event that have caught your eye?
Well, one of them I think is pretty obvious here, and this is very low limits, very heavy chalk on this one, but it's on Sunday. Tiger's going to wear red. I mean, Tiger wears red on Sunday. I know this is a charity thing, but I'd be shocked if he wears anything other than red. Another interesting one that I saw here was actually if Omaha is said by any player here, and that's in the plus 225, plus 250 range. And I think in an event like this where, you know, Tom Brady has to be kind of quick-witted to trade barbs with Peyton Manning, Phil, you know, he's kind of that dry humor type of guy. If Peyton just ejects on a drive and hits it 30 yards off the fairway, something like that, I wouldn't be the least bit shocked if Brady asks him, you know, hey, were you trying to hit that one to Omaha or something like that? Some kind of dad joke out of one of these guys. So I think that one is a small pizza money prop is kind of interesting, you know, that one of the players will say Omaha plus 225.
I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to this. And maybe it's because we've been so deprived over the last couple of months and we just haven't really had much to get excited about, especially when it comes to live sports. But I've been looking forward to this for a while. And maybe because it seems like this will be a little bit looser, and that might seem a little bit strange to some to say, because last weekend was fairly loose. I mean, you had these guys carrying their own golf clubs. These guys were all playing in shorts last weekend. But having said all of that, it feels like this weekend is going to be even looser with these guys.
I think so. You know, it was kind of funny. A buddy of mine on Bang the Book Radio on the show that I do on Tuesdays kind of mentioned that, you know, Matt Wolf hit his ball into a bunker. And a couple of years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, there was a big controversy with Dustin Johnson because he grounded his club in the bunker, wound up getting penalized a shot, and it actually, in fact, came back to hurt him. So Wolf goes into a bunker and he says something out loud, not to anybody in particular, and says, you know, hey, should I ground my club in here? And I guess Dustin Johnson heard it and probably didn't take too kindly to it. So there was a little bit of gamesmanship going on there. I think it's maybe a lot more lighthearted here, you know, with just kind of nobody taking this overly seriously. But, you know, I mean, hey, all of these guys, obviously with supreme competitive drive, they want to win. So maybe on the back nine, things do get maybe a little testy.
Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Switching gears now and getting into horse racing, which is certainly taking center stage as we wait for some of the other sporting events to return as well. Adam, who or what would you highlight about this weekend's Matt Wynn Stakes at Churchill Downs?
Yeah, you know, this is going to be a really interesting summer for horse racing because, and I believe Thistledown actually, I think, opens up tomorrow, I want to say, with no fans in attendance. But this is going to be a really interesting summer for horse racing because the Belmont Stakes is going to be run June 20th. It's going to be at a shorter distance than usual. So the first leg of the Triple Crown is the Belmont at a shorter distance. Then we wait until September for the Kentucky Derby and then the Preakness coming up in October. What's going to happen in the lead-up here? You've got the Santa Anita Derby on June 6th, then the Belmont, then you've got some of the prep races for the Kentucky Derby, like the Wood Memorial, the Bluegrass Stakes, stuff like that. These are all coming up in the summer. So what's going to happen is, unless you're sending your horses to the Belmont, you're going to try to find some of these prep races. And this Matt Wynn Stakes here this weekend at Churchill Downs, actually a grade three race, and this is usually a race that's run in June, well after the Kentucky Derby. Well, here it's a Kentucky Derby prep race where you can actually earn points to get your entry into the Kentucky Derby. So we've got a much stronger field than we would normally see here. You've got Maxfield, who won the Breeders' Cup Futurity last year. You've got Major Fed, NY Traffic. They've both run in a couple of big stakes races here throughout February and March. So really, really good race, but I think you've got two very interesting horses here with the rail posts. Number one is Mystic Guide. Number two is Pneumatic. Pneumatic, one of the most popular choices out there on the board right now at 4-1. Mystic Guide is 15-1, but these are two horses that weren't raced as two-year-olds. And you kind of have a little bit of a development curve when they start racing as three-year-olds, and now they've both won both of their races here in 2020. So I think there's a little bit of an unknown factor here, but very good bloodlines for these two horses. And Pneumatic is one that, if the Kentucky Derby would have been run in early May, would not have been in it. Now, trainer Steve Asmussen can point him towards the Kentucky Derby with a big showing here at Churchill Downs. I think Pneumatic is the winner in that race.
Yeah, a lot going on in the world of horse racing with the moving around of races and stuff. Very interesting to see what's going on there. Changing gears again here, you know, for those of us who can't sleep at night, whether that's from insomnia or, you know, bull with the newborn over there, some Korean baseball, you know, that's been going on in, you know, in the wee hours of the morning. Is there anything there that seems intriguing? What would your elevator pitch be for somebody trying to get into Korean baseball?
I think Korean baseball has been kind of fun. You know, I mean, I'm a big Major League Baseball fan. I do a lot with the Sabermetrics, as listeners know if they've heard my segments here before. To be able to look into a very different market and a very different league has actually been pretty exciting for me. Realistically speaking, this is not great baseball. I mean, the offenses are okay. The pitching staffs are not very good. The bullpens are god-awful.
Yes, they are.
But you've got some really interesting guys here over in this league. Guys like a Koo Chang Mo for the NC Dinos. He'll be in the major leagues one day. He's 23 and completely tearing this league up. He's been very, very good. It's been really interesting to find out about a lot of the guys that are KBO superstars, but also some of their prospects, because this is a league where you get drafted out of high school and some kids will pitch at 18 or 19 years old. They will just come right into the pro league there in Korea. And one of those guys that pitched a couple days ago, Lee Min Ho for the LG Twins, pitched 5 1/3 shutout innings, only gave up one hit in his starting debut. That's a guy that threw a no-hitter in the under-18 World Cup last year for South Korea. So finding out about guys like that has been a lot of fun, and it hasn't been the most profitable of betting markets for me as of yet, but it's definitely been something really interesting to follow and keep an eye on.
Well, we're also keeping an eye on when Major League Baseball may get back into it. I mean, it seems like there's a different idea and a different rumor that comes up every single day. We all know about the proposal sent from the owners to the players' union. That's still being discussed right now as they try and come to some sort of agreement. Are we taking odds, or have we seen any odds on the baseball season and when it might begin?
I haven't seen anything as of yet, but, you know, kind of the big takeaway has been a lot of people saying that, you know, we're going to celebrate America with Major League Baseball in July 4th weekend. And, you know, I mean, I think that that's certainly a realistic possibility at this point. You know, the MLB and the MLBPA have been in a lot of discussions about, you know, what their safety protocols are, what their plans are going to be, how they're going to figure out, you know, what to pay these players, if there's another pay cut, things of that sort. But it feels like things are setting up to a point where, you know, the first, maybe early second week of June, spring training part two starts again, and you start pointing these teams towards being able to play, you know, July 4th weekend. And the fact that we're getting a lot of governors now saying, you know, well, pro sports can start, practices can start, even kids sports can start, they can start holding practices and stuff like that. We're kind of pointing towards, you know, 6 weeks from now, looking at the start of the Major League Baseball season. And that would be my guess, you know, maybe 82 games, something like that, some sort of modified schedule. They have to do something. You know, I mean, there's a lot of money at stake here for the owners, for the players, with the TV contracts. It's the same thing in the NHL and the NBA, and obviously NFL and college football seem to be moving in the right direction. So I'll tell you what, man, if we get Major League Baseball July 4th, you know, you've got, like I said, the Belmont June 20th. From about mid-June through the end of the year, as long as everything stays on schedule, it's going to be an embarrassment of riches for sports fans, with the golf majors kind of condensed a little bit, the horse racing calendar meaning a whole lot more, and then, of course, probable playoffs for the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball short season. It's going to be a lot of fun and very, very busy, to say the least.
Yes, it'll be a lot of fun, and there's certainly a lot of ground to make up. There's no question about that. Adam, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by. Enjoy your holiday weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Absolutely. You guys take care.
Thanks, Adam. You do the same. Again, that's Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. We encourage you every single week when we have Adam on to check out BangTheBook.com. He's got some terrific insights, some terrific information for you to digest over there. So make sure you check out his radio shows as well, Bang the Book Radio. You can find it all at BangTheBook.com.